There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. We've talked a lot on this show about social media amateur detectives and how dangerous they can be. And if you're on TikTok, you might have seen a good example of what I mean play out in real time on TikTok this week. On TikTok, Sabrina Prater's bio reads, "I'm a 34-year-old male who has been dressing up since I was little, working on coming out." Sabrina likes to film videos dancing in high-heeled boots, tight jeans, flashy blouses, and sometimes a ponytailed shoulder-length wig in what looks like a visibly old, deteriorating home. There's ladders and buckets in the background and stains on the floor. And in a few of the videos of Sabrina dancing, there's a monitor in the background with grainy images on them. Now, maybe these videos look a little bit weird, especially if you've never been inside a really old building before. And at first, people on TikTok were using Sabrina's videos to make jokes about being in sad-looking locations. Things like, a night out at your hometown bar the night before Thanksgiving. But increasingly, people on TikTok started accusing Sabrina of being up to something more sinister than just dancing. TikTok's algorithm surfaced videos on my For You page, some of which had tens of thousands of views, accusing Sabrina of being a serial killer. The evidence? Amateur sleuths on TikTok said those stains on the floor were actually blood stains. Those difficult-to-see, grainy images on the monitors behind Sabrina? Well, they said that those were video feeds so Sabrina could keep tabs on captive victims. One video even said that Sabrina's flashy heels and outfits were the clothing belonging to women being held captive in the old home. Before it was shut down, I scrolled a Facebook page full of hundreds of wannabe detectives making baseless claims and accusations about Sabrina and Sabrina's family. Well, those people finally got to the bottom of this conspiracy theory. And get ready to have your mind blown. It turns out, Sabrina works in construction and purchases old homes to renovate. And Sabrina likes filming dancing TikToks while taking breaks from work, just like so many other people trying to have fun on the platform. Now, Sabrina made a video on TikTok trying to put these conspiracy theories to rest while sobbing, saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm sick of being hurt by this. I'm just like anyone else. I just want to be loved and accepted, and I'm not. I'm getting treated worse than anyone coming out like me." I would have posted Sabrina's audio here, but honestly, it's really hard to listen to because it's just so sad. And I think it shows that there is a baseline assumption around who the internet is for and who it isn't for, and who could expect to feel safe and seen there. People compared Sabrina to Buffalo Bill, the serial killer from Silence of the Lambs, just because Sabrina wears flashy blouses and high heels. It should go without saying that that does not mean someone is a serial killer, and that comparison alone is so cruel. It also comes off as really classist. Just because Sabrina is spending time in a dilapidated home, that does not mean that someone must be being held against their will there. And while some users have taken down their videos from TikTok, making these kinds of accusations about Sabrina, as of me recording this, there are still plenty of videos on that platform racking up views, who still maintain that something unseemly is going on in Sabrina's home, even after Sabrina tearfully spoke out. So where does it end? Now, I get why engaging in a conspiracy theory online can seem fun. Who doesn't like the feeling of figuring out a puzzle? But when thousands of people are using someone's actual life for this kind of cruel entertainment, it's not just harmless fun. And I get that thinking that you're putting together the clues to bring down a serial killer from your phone is probably a lot more exciting to believe than the reality, that there are people out there that are living very different lives from our own, and that that doesn't make them any less human. Or mean they deserve to be cruelly harassed just for making videos on the internet. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.